Hello?
Hello, am I having a virtual?
Hello? Oh, hi.
This is Josh speaking
Who am
from
I
Penguin.
speaking?
This is
Yes,
Penguin, Josh
yes.
from Penguin Book Writers. Is it a good time for us to have a word?
Yes, it is. Yes.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Janice. I got
I
to
was.
know about your concern.
Yes. I just sent a note into the chat, and this Ryan Chase person said that you would be calling me. And my concern, I've been working with Penguin Book Writers since March of this year. And
Absolutely.
yes. And on the book writing side and the illustrations, I'm fine with that, but it's the payment side that I have concerns with. And I just don't want to be involved in a scam,
No,
okay?
worries. I'll be all happy to guide you regarding that. That's where the clients do get confused at times as well, and I'll be happy to cater that concern and guide you regarding that. So you don't have to worry about anything. Let me guide you why you might have seen a different name and why was that so. So basically, for all the payments, and it's not just us, wherever we set up any sort of business like this, be it an online store, be it any sort of website as well. So what basically happens is that we acquire a merchant service for the payment, a payment gateway. If we have direct bank account details added to the account or on the website, then we can only cater direct payment transfers. But to make it easier for the clients to make sure that they can pay through the link, they can pay through the card, that is why everyone acquires these merchant services. So Codex Lab, it's a third party. It acts like a bank that provides merchant services to all such platforms where the client can easily pay online using card or the payment link. So whenever you go on different websites as well, whenever there are different businesses as well, they all acquire a merchant service because a bank service cannot be provided directly for such sort of payments. So that's the only thing. So Codex Lab is one of our merchants. It's a payment gateway that we use to have all the payments charged, and whatever our payment processes, it goes through that. So just like we have banks, for example, if you have to give me the money, you have to deposit it in the bank first and then it comes to me. So same way, merchant acts as a bank for all such payments and all such things.
Well, if it's acting as a bank, now Codex Labs, when I've done research on them, that's more of a scientific company. So why would Penguin Book Writers be associated with a science-related company?
No. It's not directly a science company. It is one of the companies that provides all merchant services. So we do have different sort of merchants as well. We have different merchant as well. So even if you research on merchant themselves, you're going to find different names and different merchant companies as well. So your payment is with us. You don't have to worry about that. So that is not something that you have paid to any third party or anyone else. If that was the case, then obviously the work wouldn't be provided by us. They would have been provided by someone else. So it's just a payment service, a payment gateway that we personally use for all the payments and everything. So we do have multiple merchants as well. Codex is one of them. When you go on the website, on different sites as well, you research further on merchant as well, you will see that there are multiple merchants. And all these services are available to ensure that it's a safe payment method for all such services, for all such online payments, without a third party or without a scam or phishing website to track all these payments. So that is one of the reasons why a merchant service is acquired.
So how old is Penguin Book Writers? Now, I'm familiar with Penguin Random and so forth, but Penguin Book Writers, is that a hybrid company?
Sure, let me guide you regarding that. Penguin Book Writers, it's not associated with Penguin Random House directly. It is a separate company and we've been working since a couple of years. And the reason why you see all such things is because, yes, obviously, Penguin Random House is a totally separate company. So the clients, they do get confused with this as well, that they misunderstand or get confused that we are the Penguin Random House. But, yep, this is a separate company, and you can have all the reviews and everything checked online as well on Trustpilot itself.
Well, thank you for your call. I appreciate that. I'm still a bit uncomfortable, but I appreciate your call.
Absolutely. And Janice, you can take these 2 days, you can further research on the merchant itself as well. And if there's any sort of confusion as well, I can have my finance team give you a direct call as well to cater any of the queries. So you can do your research on merchant itself. If there's any such thing, then we surely will have it catered on Monday as well. So there's nothing to worry about that. You've been receiving work from us. You're getting every single thing. So if there's anything from our end, we're going to take care of that.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. And you're Jason, is that right? Your name?
Josh. The name is Josh.
Josh.
Yep.
Josh. Okay. All right. Thank
Perfect.
You, Josh. I
thank you so very much. Take care of yourself. Have a great day.
And you too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.